there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one. Our number one. And lots of fun. It's the hour of Ohtani. Well, many in the sporting media seemingly ignoring this story. We are not. Shohei Ohtani meeting with the media on Monday. It was 650 words, a prepared statement, lasted 12 minutes with the interpreter. What are your thoughts on the latest developments in the Shohei Ohtani story? Also, what do the eyes tell you about Ohtani and some of the things that took place at that lecture? Not really a news conference. He didn't take questions. And how do you see this Ohtani story going after the latest revelations? We'll talk about all that and more right now. Here it is, our number one.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Did the gamble pay off? The court of public opinion. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Old friends, as we pass out chill pills. You just got to chill out. That's all you got to do here. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and massively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dots as we connect the dots together. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That is a lot, we are told. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should B. Hope all is going okay for you. We're back at it again here behind the powerful microphones of FSR. And we begin our lead from Los Angeles. Now, this is not about baseball on the field. No, no, no. Not on the field. We're talking about gambling off the field. Or was there gambling? Well, we know there was gambling. We're not sure exactly what actually happened, though. Who was involved and wasn't. We're getting stories. It's story time right now. But the story, which is, I feel like it's not big enough. It should be bigger than this. The amount of media coverage, I think there's a lot of people in bed with Major League Baseball and whatnot that kind of downplaying it. I don't think it should be downplayed at all. I mean, it's a massive story. And so we had another chapter written on Monday, Major League Baseball's scandal involving the biggest name in baseball and his buddy, his toady. Following him around for years in Anaheim, Shohei Ohtani, and another twist, if you have not been paying attention, maybe you missed it somehow, you were doing something else, I don't know what you were doing, but the Dodger star Shohei Ohtani breaking his silence in a hastily put together, very bizarre, I wouldn't call it a news conference involves Q&A, this was not that. A news conference involves give and take, question and answer, that was not this, this was something else. But there he was right there Monday afternoon, first time since the story broke last week that his bestie and interpreter had been fired for the gambling probe. Ohtani said that he was, quote, very saddened and shocked. He used the word shocked, at least his lawyers did, that his buddy, was the one that did it. And he spoke, of course, through a different interpreter. Hopefully this one doesn't have a gambling problem. Wink, wink, nod, nod. He said, quote, I never bet on baseball or any other sports and never asked someone to do it on my behalf, Ohtani said. And we'd play it for you, but he didn't speak English. The interpreter is the one that said it. So why are we going to bother playing the interpreter? That makes no sense. I want to hear from Ohtani himself. Now, we could play the Japanese version, but I don't think you'd understand it. So that's the problem. So anyway, Ohtani went on, and he said in conclusion, he named the interpreter, has been stealing money from my account, and has told lies, Ohtani said. Now, altogether, if you look at the tail of the tape, much like a boxing match, you look at the tail of the tape, you look at the measurements, all of that, height, weight, the arm reach, the whole thing. And Ohtani spoke for 12 minutes, but that includes the time with the interpreter. So 12 minutes total. The prepared statement was 650 words. 650 words by Ohtani. So let us discuss the question. Shohei Ohtani meeting with the media. What are your thoughts on these developments? Did it work for Ohtani? Did this carefully crafted news conference work in his favor? So I've got the three wise monkeys, guardrails, and Pixar. And we will combine all of these random things that have never been combined together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush is what we're going to make. We haven't made the Baba Ganoush in a while, so we'll make the Baba Ganoush. Now, Shohei Ohtani, I watched this thing. It wasn't very long. You know, I got a lot going on, but I was able to watch it. So Shohei Ohtani seemed very convincing for those that are easily manipulated. And it's one of these things, much like politics in America today, whatever you thought going into that, you believe going out of that. Right? If you think Ohtani would never, he's an angel. He's Mother Teresa with a bat, that he would never, ever gamble. Because who gambles? That if you believe that, then you believe it even more after that. Now, if you believe, hey, wait a minute, there's some funny business going on, you believe that even more after this shindig. You say, what a sham that was. So I'm in the middle, but I am leaning towards the sham side. I am leaning towards the sham side. I'm not completely there, but I do know there's a lot of people, heavy hitters at Major League Baseball, that are trying to run interference for Shohei Ohtani. I'm confused why that is. Why does he need that? I don't quite understand it. But did anyone expect him to come out and admit, yeah, I did it. I did it. I bet. Oh, my God, I was a great game. And then I wasn't. I lost. Of course not. Right? You think he was going to hand over the DNA evidence? That's not how it works. Me thinks not. So some observations, and I jotted down a few things. Not like Jerry Jones, who just writes his name on a notepad, but I jotted down a few things as I was watching this. The first thought I had, he did not use his wife as a shield, so I'll give Ohtani credit on that. Remember when Kobe Bryant was in some trouble, not gambling, but he used his kids as props and his wife as a prop there to kind of shield the media. So Ohtani did not use his wife, so I'll give him credit on that. There was also no lawyer on the, I guess, stage. It wasn't really a stage, but at the table. I don't know that there was a lawyer there. I was not at this event, so I don't know whether there was a lawyer there for Ohtani or not. So there was no visible legal counsel that was spotted on television. I know there were a lot of billable hours. We know that. And after changing his story last week, it appears that Shohei Ohtani has now settled into his foxhole. He's in his bunker, and this is now his position going forward. It's a humdinger of a story. Because if what Ohtani said was not true, he's opening himself up to a lawsuit from the, if it goes that direction, if what Ohtani said was not completely true, that opens the door to a lawsuit from the interpreter. But essentially, his story is simple. It's four words. Duped by a buddy. Duped by a buddy. That's the headline. And he's using his defense here, the three wise monkeys, to guide the way, right? The three wise monkeys with the eyefolds and all that. You know, no evil. You see no evil. You hear no evil. You speak no evil and all that. And he was just a victim. And he's, you know, la 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 la. You know, just like that. Of course, it doesn't really pass the smell test. Nobody brings that up. I don't know why. Anyone who has any kind of life experience would say this quite, it just doesn't work. So for us to believe the Ohtani story, we are supposed to believe that Ohtani and or both, the financial advisor, so Ohtani and the financial people that run Ohtani's finances had no idea, did not notice that $4.5 million had been siphoned from his bank account, had been sent elsewhere. Did not notice this until a reporter asked them about it. Does that make any sense? For anyone, maybe in the back of the room, somebody in the back of the room, it makes sense to you. Now, I don't have this kind of money, and I really want to thank the company for keeping me grounded and not giving me the big money. No, seriously. You know, because I could make the big money and, you know, I'd be a different person. But they want me to be a man of the people. They want me to be a man of the people. So the way I understand this, and maybe I'm completely wrong, I've never had this kind of money. But what we are told is that when you have this kind of money, the banking industry is very protective of what money's going where. Really, the feds are the ones that you have to worry about. They're very stringent with verification when you transfer. You do a wire transfer of these massive amounts of money. This is what I've been told. So there are a lot of protocols. There's a lot of bureaucracy involved in that, in these kind of wire transfers that Ohtani is accused of doing. And I, at one point, admitted to it. And that's where it gets very difficult to believe Ohtani's story, right? Because bank transfers, there's a thing called the CTR, which is the currency transaction report. Any transaction over $10,000, any transaction over 10 grand, you have to fill out paperwork, the information about the sender, the recipient, the nature of the transaction, all of that has to be included. But again, we're supposed to believe that Ohtani had no idea this was going on, that nobody on his financial team realized the money was missing. And the purpose of that, the feds will tell you, the purpose of that is to prevent money laundering and criminal activity, other criminal activity. All right, now, page two here. So what do the eyes tell you about the Ohtani story at this point in time? All right, what do the eyes tell you? So I watched this thing, 12 minutes, 650 words. And I am amazed, and it must be a product of age. I am amazed that we still have so many media toe suckers that just believe everything they're told. I've been around too long. I remember when Ryan Braun, the Hebrew Hammer, got up there for the Milwaukee Brewers and was very passionate. There was this great injustice here while he was doing stories. Barry Bonds with the Gigantes. I remember that. Sammy Sosa famously pointing, or that was Rafael Palmeiro pointing. Sammy forgot English when he got up there in Washington in Congress. The greatest liar of them all, Lance Armstrong, that scumbag, the cyclist, right? That, what a dope that guy was. And but yet, here we are. So, he said it. It's like Peyton Manning with that Dark Side documentary years ago. I was like, well, if he said it, that's it. He said it. That's all. Okay. All right. Believe, you are gullible with a capital G. Capital G for gullible. No critical thinking. Where have you gone critical thinking? Right? And Lance Armstrong, we mentioned him. How about A-Rod? A-Rod lied multiple times. And you can go on. There's a bunch of other ones. But in this chapter of the story for Shohei Ohtani, essentially what he's doing is running, we'll call it like a barbershop, an illegal barbershop, if you will, if there is such a thing. He's shaving the corners of the truth, right? You know, you're barbering, you shave around the mouth. You're shaving around the truth is what you're doing. Like, you're getting a version of the truth. I don't know that you're getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth here. And the thing that was a major red flag was the fact that you bothered to hold the news conference without actually taking any questions. Like, that was outstanding. And nobody seemed to have brought that up. Like, why is this going on? You just put up guardrails, Shohei Ohtani did. And if Ohtani was the victim, as he said in his 650-word, 12-minute statement, then why wouldn't you take a few questions, right? And if you're not going to take questions, why not just post a video on the gram or some social media channel? Call it a day, because that would have not wasted everyone's time. Like, what's going on with that? And why did the PR hacks, here's the other thing, not allow, this is very odd, cell phone photographs, no cell phone pictures of Ohtani. Why would that be? I don't understand. I mean, seriously, I do not understand. And so it was on television. It was broadcast on state-sponsored Pravda News Service for Major League Baseball. It was on the Dodgers. It was on the television. But yet you couldn't take a photo with your phone. Does that make any sense? Maybe it does. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't think I am, but it just made no sense to me. All right, last word here, quickly. So how do you see the Ohtani story changing going forward? How does this go now after he's met? I say met with the media, but he didn't take any questions. So this is now headed towards Pixar territory. Ratatouille would be the way. A rat. Who's going to rat out Ohtani? And that's the thing. Will it be the bookmaker trying to cut a deal to cut down on jail time? Will it be the interpreter? Who is it going to be? Do the feds even want Ohtani? Because that's really what it depends on, right? The bookie can try to make a deal. Who's gonna rat? Who's going to sing on Ohtani to try to cut a deal to get less time? Not that there's going to be a lot of time in this, but any time, if you've not, you'd rather be out of jail than in jail, I believe. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on this, the Hour of Ohtani, you can join us here. And lines are open. Speakeasy rules are in effect. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you want to be part of the program, we read a lot of comments on the air. No guarantee you'll get yours read on the air, but if you follow me on X and you have something witty, smart, we might read it on the air. So many people have connected Ohtani and Pete Rose, and some people who are Ohtani apologists say, oh, you cannot do that. How dare you? Well, Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, has checked in on the Ohtani story. If you have not heard what he had to say, we've got it. We'll tell you. But Pete Rose, man, still banned for life from baseball for gambling, and he has given his take on the Ohtani story. We'll get to all that. We will do it next. But, hey, it's Maller here, and as you fill up the phone lines, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community. It would be amazing, right? It would be just absolutely nutso if that were the case. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get, and they'll help you for free. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started with a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next chapter in your career, the next step, right? Wherever you want to go. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Hot nuts!
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Ben Maller.
The hour of Ohtani as he met with the media. Well, he met with them. He just talked to them. It was, hey, I'm going to tell you some things and that's it. No questions.
You're not surprised by that, though, are you?
I was, because what's the point of it? It's pointless. I don't know, like, what are you doing? Like, why bring all the media and just put a video on Instagram or something like that? Like, that, don't waste our time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd call it a waste of time.
It was a total waste of time.
Well, but I'm saying you were there, you were at the event, you were able to go on.
You couldn't record anything with your phone because they banned
cameras. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
right?
I will agree with you on that. I don't know what the hell that's
about.
What
are they hiding?
What?
What?
What would... Well, what's the purpose of that?
But the Ohtani argument is he did nothing wrong. He's an innocent victim.
And, yeah, but we knew he was going to say that. I mean,
well, I understand. But if that's the case, then who cares? You just answer some questions.
Well, I mean, if you're in his shoes, you're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize yourself. So why would you take questions if you don't have to?
But what are you jeopardizing? If you did nothing wrong, you were an absolute innocent victim. I don't understand what you're jeopardizing, unless there's something you have to hide, right? That, like, you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
So... anyway, I don't know. Maybe he's completely innocent. He's just a dummy, and he lost $4.5 million and allowed his interpreter, and no red flags at all. No red flags. Milkman Mike in Colorado says, fantabulous opening monologue about the ongoing Ohtani saga.
He said fantabulous?
He did. He wrote fan, and then there's a little hash there, and then tabulous. Fantabulous. He wrote that. He said, can we all agree that the recent statements from him, much like a paint-by-numbers picture when the colors and numbers don't match, so the picture is not clear? But I go back to my original statement that the argument being made is one of, like, hey, here's the deal. Ohtani didn't know what he was doing. He was completely an innocent victim and all that. And... this guy, the interpreter, was able to get $4.5 million. Now, it's one thing if some money had left, but to get to $4.5 million, to not notice that, this had to be going on for not just a couple of months, This probably went on for, a year? More than that? A couple years? Who knows? Maller prop guy enjoyed the rat reference. He said, unbiased monologue score, O-meter. And he said, 11. He gave me an 11 on that, I believe. Late night drug tester from Montana says we can't blame Otani's interpreter for caving in to the temptation of gambling, especially with expert advice being given on television with Benny versus the Penny.
Well, you have a gambling problem.
Yeah. Ferg Dog writes and says, any chance the Dodgers rip up Otani's contract due to his betting scandal? Wasn't the $700 million package deal for both Otani and the interpreter? Says Ferg Dog. Yeah, fair enough. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll say hello. And Pete Rose has chimed in on this because I know you're dying to hear what Pete had to say. We'll go to Mark, the full name guy in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Mark, the full name guy.
Hello, Ben Maller. Now, I was thinking, Ben Maller, is there some kind of conspiracy of silence going on, or will there be a conspiracy of silence? You know, this story is not really being plastered around the media the way it ought to be, because I don't even really know what Otani is supposed to have done that is wrong or illegal.
Well, the initial story was he paid the gambling debt of the interpreter. That was the original story, was he paid $4.5 million because this guy was in the hole because he was losing. He must be a...
Oh, it wasn't his own gambling debt. Is that what we're...
Well, that was the original spin, and then they changed it to he didn't do that. He was just a victim of theft, that this guy, the interpreter, was able to get into Otani's bank accounts, and I guess Otani never checked his bank statements to realize that money was vanishing.
Oh, so a guy who agreed to only $2 million a year didn't notice $4.5 million.
Well, that's because of the taxation in California, though. That's understandable. It's not a bad move. He's going to save millions.
I don't know that he's actually done anything wrong. So let me make that clear. I don't know that.
Who cares? What are you going to get sued? You think Otani's going to sue Mark, the full name guy in Medford, Oregon? I mean, who cares? No, he's not. I'll be the one that gets sued, not you. I'll be the one that gets sued. What?
I'm thinking about my word. I'm not going to accuse somebody without any proof. I can state that it certainly looks kind of fishy.
Well, I think the term is it smells fishy. I don't think it looks fishy. I think it smells fishy, right?
It does. It smells fishy, and it looks ugly. It's an ugly kind of a story. If you know, I can believe he got ripped off by someone who wasn't really his friend. I can believe he got taken. But I'm going to say this, Ben Maller. You know about the global warming thing, that everybody's ignoring the fact that we came out of an ice age 10,000 years ago and it should be warming up?
No, you're not supposed to say that part out loud. But you went right. Yeah, there was no pause. You went right from Otani gambling to global warming.
Here's the connection.
Okay. All right. You know, Otani's gambling is Otani's gambling is affecting global warming. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is that, well, if it's true that the oceans are rising and that California and, like, New York could be, like, under the ocean in a matter of, I don't know, days.
Yes. Well, Mark, if you wanna, Mark, you'll get a kick out of it. Mark, hold on. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna make you smile from ear to ear, Mark. A buddy of mine sent me. There's a website. I don't remember the name of it, but if you want to go back to the 1960s, there are scare tactics by scientists about how we're all going to die in 10 years because of the environment. It's a great scam because they get a lot of money out of it, and it's really entertaining. It is tremendous entertainment. entertaining to go back and read some of the old stories from the science community. So, anyway,
99 and 44 100%.
All right. Well, you've lived it, Mark, your entire life. I got to hang up on you. All right.
Well,
what?
But I'm just saying.
What?
For the good of the rest of the country, we want the oceans to cover New York and California.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Go to hell. All right. Thank you. Well, you're in Medford, so there you go. You're close enough. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, Charlie Hustle has chimed in. When I first got into sports radio, if you were having a slow day, just say, Pete Rose, Hall of Fame. Pete Rose back in baseball. Bam! Everyone got all fired up. They were all excited. Now, we also have a hoops gambling kerfluffle. Not quite as big, but we'll get to that as well. But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight and the Cabana Boy, Eddie Garcia.
All right, thank you, Ben. We start, of course, with Major League Baseball and L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani addressing the media for the first time since the betting scandal involving his interpreter broke. Ohtani read from a prepared statement, didn't take any questions, claims he has never bet, nor has he ever asked anyone to bet on sporting events for him, and that his former interpreter lied, stole money to pay off the interpreter's gambling debts. In the NBA, we had the Nuggets knocking off the Grizzlies 128-103. Denver now has the top spot in the West by one game on Oklahoma City and a game and a half on Minnesota, who were both idle. The Celtics lose to the Hawks 120-118. Atlanta rallied down 30 points.
Panic in the Commonwealth.
I don't know.
The Celtics are falling apart, Eddie.
That's a little
the
much.
Green team playing like slime.
Yeah, well, bound to happen. They blew a 30-point lead, did the Celtics. They fall to 57-15 on the year. Jason Tatum, 37 points. Not enough. Hawks with the big upset. And the Suns lose to the Spurs 104-102. No Victor Wembanyama in this one for San Antonio either.
Oh,
and
man.
Phoenix.
He's so old. He needs time off, Eddie. He's so old. The Parisian prodigy.
Yeah. Don't want to play him too much.
Yeah.
Pacers beat the Clippers 133-116. Pascal Siakam, 31 points. Another good loss for him.
Listen, they're getting these losses out of their system.
But man,
they keep losing.
Good.
They might not even make the playoffs. They keep losing like this. Jeez.
Kings beat the 76ers 108-96. You had the Rockets winning their ninth in a row over the beat the Trailblazers 110-92 as Houston trying to get one of those final play-in spots. Mavericks over the Jazz 115-105. Luka Doncic a triple-double, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists. Dante DiVincenzo 40
it's
points
a great
for the
name.
Knicks. It's a fine
a
name.
College
yeah.
hero for a while back.
40 points in the Knicks 124-99 win over the Pistons.
Say it right. They're the Knickerbockers. That's their formal name, the Knickerbockers.
I'm informal.
Okay.
Cavaliers beat the Hornets 115-92. Wizards over the Bulls 107-105. Nets knock off the Raptors 96-88. Two games in the NHL. The Kings beat the Canucks 3-2, and the Golden Knights get by the Blues 2-1 in overtime. Now, I was going to talk about this other betting scandal, but I can pivot away from that if you would like.
Well, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it, and I can talk about something else, so I'm fine.
Okay, well.
We'll talk about this. It's not a great one because it's not a big name. It's not a big name. I didn't even know this guy. I didn't even know who he was.
Well, nor do I.
I had to Google
again,
him.
I didn't know Anthony Edwards before a couple months ago.
Well, that's a bad job. I mean, he was a good young player. That's a bad job for you.
But the name is generic. But Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter under investigation.
Not Otto Porter. Jonte Porter.
Or Terry Porter. Under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. Apparently, somebody put some money on some prop bets involved. Him.
Yeah, who knew there were prop bets on Jonte Porter? I didn't even know you could bet. I didn't even know who he was. You could bet on props with this
guy.
Yeah,
how about that?
That is shocking.
They bet large amounts of money on the under for him, and then suddenly he came down with an eye injury, and then, I'm sick, I can't play, and there you go. So we'll see.
Well, and the people that run the gambling houses, they want you to bet, but they don't know. If you start winning a little too much, and it's some funny business, they regulate the hell out of that.
And it's a prop bet on Jonte Porter that might get somebody's attention.
Well, the other problem is this is not just like a one-off. This went on for months, like 3 months. They were following this for 3 months, and there were irregularities. And so it's pretty it's a bad look. There's also video that's been bouncing around the internet. I don't know if you've seen it, Eddie, of Jonte Porter, who appears unhappy after he made a three-point shot.
Oh, I want to see this.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Damn it.
It went in. It didn't hit the rim. What the hell?
How do you make a basket that you're intentionally trying to miss?
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, I got to look this up.
That is.
I want to see this.
Now, here's the other thing, too. All right. you know, he's a fringe NBA guy. but he's still making, isn't his salary, he's like making $400,000. That's like, to me, that's rich if you're making $400,000. I know not when you're surrounded by NBA players that are making gazillions of dollars.
$415,000 for this season.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the brother of Michael Porter Jr.
Oh.
Of the Denver Nuggets. I've heard of him.
Uh-oh. Well, that's because they won the championship, Eddie, the Nuggets, so the reigning champions of the NBA. So how much could they have been betting to cause just any amount betting on Jontay Porter would raise a red flag, right? You're like, wait
a
minute.
You would think, yes.
Who the hell's that? Anyway, it is, we'll keep an eye on that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on further and further into the night. And we are glad you have chosen to hang out with us. And hey, reminder, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. We'll do it live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H., congratulations to you. You're currently in first place with 55 points. How dare you? Out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54 points. This is a neck-and-neck race. Two winners will get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply, and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. So Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, has chimed in on the Shohei Ohtani story, and his response, sitting at a casino, it appears in Las Vegas where the man lives. Ohtani's response was, he wishes he had an interpreter to blame for his problems. That was what he said. Jeez. Oh, good old Pete. Never bite your tongue, Pete Rose. Never bite your tongue. Let's go back to the phones. We'll say hello to eeny, meeny, miny. Andrea is in Berkeley. She's picking up the phone right now as we speak.
Yeah.
The moon goddess, and she will give us the latest on Ohtani.
Yes, I really like that name, moon goddess. I got to tell you, it made my night. Thank you for that moniker. And, I saw the MLB Network broadcast of the Shohei Ohtani. We're not calling it a news conference, are we?
Well, it was a lecture. It was a lecture.
Yeah. It was. And, the thing is, he's a sun sign Cancer, July 4th, 1994. And we had the full moon. And Cancers are ruled by the moon, Ben. And they get more emotional around the full moon. So on some level, I started to empathize with him because he, genuinely seemed very upset. And Cancers are very private. I will add that.
Well, yeah, so Tony shows no emotion, but he did show a little bit of emotion while he was reading the statement. He's probably, when he was reading it, if I was Ohtani and I'm reading that prepared statement, I'm thinking, my God, how much money did this cost me? My goodness. Just reading this 650-word statement, an insane amount of money.
Right. And, we have the full worm moon, so everything's a little more emotional. And the full moon does bring things to light. I did want to mention that. And this is far from over because Mercury's retrograding April 1st to the 25th. So a lot of communications will get resurfaced and rethought and reviewed. So he's not quite out of the woods yet. So it was just kind of an emotional undertaking on the full moon to see him kind of, trying to gain sympathy and appear almost vulnerable and sensitive, which is very Cancerian.
Yes, so. Well, it was well planned out. The lawyers there, the people, the PR people planned it out to make sure they could curry favor. And so I don't know if they did or not. It's up to each individual person to decide whether or not they bought what Ohtani was selling or whether they didn't buy what he was selling. So it's up to
them. Yeah, it sounded like, MLB Network, I mean, the people after that had opinions about it. They sounded like they went on board with it. So,
They also work for the MLB Network, so I don't
know. Oh, there's that. I like the way you think, Ben.
Yeah, I got to see where your money's coming from. But anyway, all right, well, very good. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Ben.
Have a wonderful night.
Moon.
There she goes, the moon goddess, Andrea. Where she goes, well, she knows. I would hope she knows, because we don't know. I'm not sure where she goes. Well, we do know occasionally. She's told us in the past that she likes to have the bath, late night bath. Jason, by the way, did you find the video, Eddie? Because the Diamond Man sent the video of our guy Jontay Porter making the three-pointer and not looking very happy there. A little angry. Johnny Lux checking in from Boston. He says, more karaoke these days than trivia. And heading home safely, he says, how lost are my Red Sox this season? And Johnny says, good news, Boston still loves me. So that's I'm glad. I was worried that we had lost the Boston audience, but I think we're good. We've kept you listening there. Ferg Dog says, if fake news Garcia hasn't been sued yet, the listeners have nothing to worry about. Slander away, Mark, the full name guy. Yeah. Dadgummit is alive. We didn't hear from him last night. He says, I want Mark, the full name guy, to get sober. He might know what the hell's going on. So, I know Mark's sobered up. You don't know. Dadgummit, you don't remember Mark, the full name guy, back when he was completely going for it back in the day. And he'd call the show, and we know it. Chris says, is Mercury ever not retrograding? Yes. Yefimi writes in from Chicago. He says, your colleague is towing the company line, Maller. Jason, he said, the one thing after, I believe, after day is that Shohei did not bet on baseball, and he probably didn't bet at all. Too easy to prove if he did. Well, I didn't hear what Jason had to say, but I have learned over the years being burned by athletes to not believe athletes because they're liars, much like politicians, right? Ryan Braun, I didn't do this, but Sammy Sosa, Palmeiro, all these old athletes, Barry Bonds go down the list. So, but hey, there's a lot of gullible people. People want to take the word that is said to you as the gospel. You believe it's true, and people would never lie to you and all that. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. Time now for the Who Am I game, and we'll go to baseball for the Who Am I game. I was a fourth-round pick. However, I landed baseball's first seven-figure draft contract. I played just 53 games in the minors before joining the big league team. Again, I was a fourth-round pick. I landed, however, baseball's first seven-figure draft contract. I played just 53 games in the minors before joining the big league team. Who am I? That's the question. The answer, next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ben Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is your Who Am I game, and it's made possible by the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Did you know about that? It's live. You can see the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points, we are told, out of a possible 64. But have no fear. There are four other listeners that are right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two to the Graduate with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. I was a fourth-round pick, however, talking baseball, fourth-round pick. However, I landed the big league's first ever seven-figure draft contract. I played just 53 games in the minors before joining the big league team. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Art Puffin says Orville Overall is the correct answer. Elvira from Mr. Nice Guy. Have you run out of old baseball players? I see what you're doing there. Who else do we have? Page down. Tanaka from the Giants, guest by Milkman Mike in Colorado. Page down. We'll skip over that one. Casper Wells, Mariners legend, from the depressed Mariner fan in Seattle. Jimmy the Greek Snyder from Bourbon Badger. Stubby Clapp. That sounds like a venereal disease. It's actually a coach. That's Stubby Clapp from Mallard Prop Guy. Wally Joyner from The Art of Sports Talk. Wade Townsend from Robbie the Mariner fan. That's his answer. Kim Mulkey from Chris in Des Moines. Who else? Page down. Steven Strasberg from Double O Mexican in San Diego. Scott in Rhode Island says the guy who got arrested for eating a human leg. I saw that. Well, Justin in Cincinnati sent that. And yeah, that's probably not what you're looking for there. Who else do we have? Page down. I-40 Ian writes in. Trucker Ian. He says Jennifer Tilly, or at least something about her. Who else do we have? Isaac Newton, guest by Big Rig Rob. He says Isaac Newton Van Nuys is the answer. Who else do we have? Casey Jones, guest by Baker. Can't read that. We'll skip over that. Don Issel, Nuggets legend from Shane in Des Moines. Joe Rudy from Rob in Minnesota. Dave Winfield from Patrick in San Diego. He says, go Padres. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Big Lou. Yeah, we're big fans, Big Lou, as you know. He's on number two, Big Lou. I haven't heard that commercial lately. But, yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Eddie, do you have an answer? And Masshole Mickey said the answer is Pete Otani. That is not correct. But, again, I was the fourth-round pick. I landed baseball's first seven-figure draft contract. That's $1 million. I played just 53 games in the minors before joining the big league team. Who am I?
Ben, the answer is former Milwaukee Brewers legend, John Jaha.
Oh, John Jaha. The Brewers have always had, like, big, fat, white guys that hit home runs, haven't they? They're, my entire life, they've had that. Anyway, that's incorrect.
Wrong.
You're wrong. The correct answer, this guy was, to this day, is still revered as an icon, like a mythical creature in sports, like bigger than life, even all these years later. We're talking about Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, 1987. Heisman winner, number one overall pick. That's how much he despised the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was the number one pick, 86 NFL draft, and he shocked everybody by going and playing for the Kansas City Royals. And then he got hurt in a game, and that was it for Bo in the NFL against the Bengals. Hurt his leg, hip injury. Yeah.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.